Welcome to The Deep Dive. We're all about getting past the surface noise. Today, we're jumping into labor strikes. It's always a tense situation, isn't it? Mm. Disruption, standoffs, employers, employees, both looking for a way through. But here's a twist we're exploring. What if bringing in temporary worker strike replacements could actually somehow speed up finding a solution?
Yeah, we're talking about strike staffing agencies. Now, you might think, okay, they just bring in people to fill jobs. Simple. But our mission in this deep dive is to unpack something much deeper, how these agencies can actually be key players, catalysts, really, in getting to fair resolutions. It's way more complex than it looks. So let's start right there. A strike happens. What's the immediate reality for a company if they decide not to use replacement workers? What does that actually look like on the ground?
Well, the impact hits fast and hard. Production can just stop, or at best, slow to a crawl. And we're not just talking about, you know, missing a few orders. This can genuinely threaten the company's survival, especially smaller businesses.
Right, the ones with tighter margins.
Exactly. Suddenly they can't pay their bills, maybe can't even pay the employees who aren't striking or service their debts. It spirals quickly. And then there's the customer side. Relationships get strained. Think about it, in today's market, customers usually have other options.
Yeah.
Delays, disruptions. They might just go elsewhere.
And getting them back is tough.
Very tough. So companies really need a plan, need to talk to their clients, manage expectations. It's not just about waiting it out.
And you can imagine how that ripples out, affecting products and services maybe you rely on every day. Okay, so the pressure is intense. This is where these specialized staffing agencies step onto the scene. But what are they really offering? Is it just about getting bodies in the door, or is there more to it?
Oh, it's definitely more strategic than just bodies. Think expertise. They have the systems, the resources to quickly find and deploy skilled workers.
Skilled, okay. Not just anyone.
Right.
People qualified to actually keep the core business running. That speed is vital to stop the financial bleeding and keep customers from jumping ship. And maybe even more importantly, they know the rules. They understand labor law.
The legal side.
Yes, the National Labor Relations Act, the difference between types of strikes, making sure everything is done legally, ethically, that's huge. Hiring replacement workers incorrectly can cause massive problems.
Like lawsuits or making the strike drag on longer.
Precisely. So they act as a kind of legal buffer. Plus, they guide companies on handling the practical stuff, picket lines, tensions between worker groups. It's delicate.
So it's this mix of quick operational help and really specialized legal and strategic guidance. Okay, but here's a really interesting part for me. How do they actually help the negotiation process? How do they push towards a resolution?
Yeah, this is where their role gets really transformative. First off, they bring a deep understanding of the whole dynamic. They're not just filling shifts. They're analyzing the legal context, the specific industry issues, economic trends, what both the union and the employer are actually concerned about.
So they have context the company itself might lack.
Sometimes, yes. Or just an objective view. Their insights can help both sides see things differently, maybe spot areas for compromise they hadn't considered, like, hey, have you seen how this was settled in a similar case? Or what about this kind of benefit structure?
Okay, that makes sense. Bringing in objective data, framing things. You know, strikes are emotional. Data isn't always enough when people are dug in. How do they help create an environment for actual talking?
That's a great point. They actively work to build a neutral, more supportive space. Sometimes that's literal, providing a neutral meeting location.
Away from the picket line or the main office?
Exactly. Just changing the physical environment can shift the psychology. It signals, okay, we're here to solve this, which helps build a bit of trust. Trust is fundamental to breaking down those barriers. And beyond the physical space, they bring expertise right to the table. Access to experienced labor relations pros, legal advisors, maybe industry specialists.
So resources for both sides.
Potentially, yes. Or resources that help facilitate the discussion. They might offer training on negotiation tactics or just help clarify rights and responsibilities so everyone's on a more level playing field. It avoids talks getting stuck on misunderstandings.
So building capacity almost, not just filling roles. And what about the public side? Disputes get messy fast in the media, online. How do agencies handle the PR aspect? That must impact talks.
Oh, hugely. Public perception puts a lot of pressure on negotiations. So these agencies often play a critical role there too. Managing communications, helping draft press releases, coordinating interviews, advising on social media. The goal is transparency, cutting down on misinformation, protecting reputations on both sides, ideally.
Trying to keep things fair in the public eye.
Right. It helps prevent the court of public opinion from completely derailing the actual bargaining, creates a more stable environment for the talks themselves, and importantly, their job often isn't done when the handshake happens.
Oh. What happens after an agreement?
Well, they often help manage that tricky transition back to normal, integrating striking workers back, managing the temporary workforce out. Sometimes there's ongoing support, maybe monitoring to make sure the agreement sticks.
Making sure the resolution actually lasts.
Exactly. It's about ensuring lasting improvements, hopefully preventing the same issues from just flaring up again down the road.
Wow. So looking at the whole picture, they're really much more than just temporary labor. They're like a comprehensive strategic partner, shaping the whole environment from the crisis point through to long-term stability. So if we zoom out then, what does this tell us about the bigger landscape of labor relations? What's the significance of this role?
I think it shows these agencies can be vital in turning conflict, which can seem totally stuck, into something constructive, a resolution. They bring that needed objectivity, the resources, the legal know-how, basically bridging the gap that often exists between employers and employees in these high-stakes moments. Ultimately, their work can help foster workplaces that are more productive, fairer, contributing to the long-term health of the business and its workforce by building more sustainable relationships.
So there you have it. Strike staffing agencies, definitely not just about filling empty spots. They're deeply involved in navigating and helping to resolve these really complex labor disputes, offering expertise, resources, strategic support all the way through.
Right. And maybe here's a final thought to leave you with. Could this model using specialized neutral third parties apply elsewhere? Think about other complex conflicts, high stakes disagreements. It really highlights the power of bringing in external focused expertise to foster real dialogue and find outcomes where, ideally, everyone benefits.